Animal Central on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning. It's time for Animal Central again. I'm Sharon Dale, your host for
the next hour, and we're going to be talking about all things animal as usual. Now, it's such a great time of the year, and with all these events going on and fundraising events, I've actually had such a great week because, you know, my magazine, Canine Zone, we try to give back as much as we can. I mean, anybody who knows publishing these days, you know, it's incredibly expensive to print magazines. Sales have kind of, you know, slipped even on the bigger publications, but we're still around. We've been around now for 5 years, first as Caesar's Way and then the changeover to Canine Zone a year ago. And what has been so great during this time is the fact that we've been able to give back. And this week alone, we had some wonderful give back moments. In fact, yesterday we had literally loads and loads and loads of Ikanuba dog food delivered to Pug Rescue, for which they were so eternally grateful. And there's going to be lots of little tummies nice and well fed over the festive season. We managed to do the same for the ninth day last month, thanks to our partner Ikanuba. And, you know, this year also we managed to do the puppy calendar for Soweto Animal Rescue. That's actually been raising a lot of funds for them. So we can only do this with your support. And please, please, you know, if you're in a store, if you own dogs, go out, have a look for Canine Zone magazine. Our current issue has got a Scottish Terrier on the cover. It's our Scotty issue. Our December issue will be out on the 15th of December, and we will be featuring the English Bulldog, which is going to be a lot of fun for you to read all the stories about owners of these incredible dogs. And of course, lots of hints, tips, what to feed your dog over the festive season, you know, when people are sort of relaxing, sitting around the braai, and they throw out a bone, don't do it. Rather look there and read the magazine and see what healthier treats would be for them. And we've got a great show lined up today. It's actually a very upbeat, very fun show today. Normally we always have, you know, quite sad stories that happens out there in the animal kingdom. But today we've got some great guests in studio. We're going to start off with Sue Green. Now, Sue came on Gareth's show a couple of weeks ago with her gorgeous, gorgeous English sheepdogs. We have got Jasmine, and we've got Oscar, and we've got Yolo in the studio. Sue, thanks so much for bringing them through. They are absolutely gorgeous. And is it Yolo that speaks?
No, it's Jasmine.
Jasmine. There you go. On cue. So feel free, Jasmine. You can speak whenever you like. Sue, thanks. Again, you know, you were saying that these were initially the Dulux dogs.
Yes, they still work for Dulux.
Oh,
they
really?
Do store promotions mostly. And Oscar's in the latest advert that you see on TV.
Oh, okay.
Yes, very special.
And everybody knows the Dulux dogs.
They really do.
I think these ads where they use animals, they really make an impact. I mean, who doesn't know Buddy the Boxer from Toyota, the talking boxer? Who doesn't know the Dulux dog?
They're really special and very famous for it. And it's been good for my business to have celebrity dogs.
No, I'm sure. Oh. And we don't have many celebrity dogs in the country. I mean, it's really only them. I mean, Buddy and then Bob and Bella from Expresso that we're hoping to have in our February issue.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because that's our French Bulldog issue. Oh. So where did this start with them being Dulux dogs? Let's start from the beginning.
Okay, from the beginning, I bought an Old English sheepdog that had to be shown. That was the condition of the sale. And then the animal casting agency sourced me through the dog shows and said, Dulux need a new dog. Are you interested? I said, yes. So she sent the director around to have a look at the dog. And he said, so can the dog sit and stay? I said, yes. And he said, right, we need you on set tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Well, the dog couldn't sit and stay. So I had to quickly find a trainer and get him out. And in 20 minutes, he taught the dog to sit and stay.
Yes.
And the next day, the director and the producer said the dog was better than the crew, the cast, anybody.
Wow. And who was that? One of these guys?
No, it was Max. It was 20 years ago.
Goodness, 20 years ago.
Yeah, that I've been with
Dulux. That Dulux has been using the English sheepdog.
It's actually 50-something years from the UK.
Jeez.
But even longer than the 20 years, I was just one of them.
Okay, and then obviously did Max pass away?
Yes, Max passed away.
So then you've just been
getting new ones,
getting
and
new babies in to be on the ads. And at the moment, who's the Dulux
Oscar
dog? Oscar is. And now, Tommy, it's always interesting. Do you go on the shoot? Is it a day shoot? Do they get paid?
Yes. We wouldn't do it if we didn't get paid. Okay. It's hard work. The last shoot we did with Oscar was a good 12 hours.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, we do get paid for it, but there's no royalty, so it's a one-off.
Yes,
thing.
It's a one-off. Yeah. And they always say in the industry, never work with children or dogs.
Yeah, but my dogs are so special.
Really? So he loves doing it? Yeah, he enjoys doing it?
We actually had Dulux UK come out here and film for a UK advert, and we had to be on top of the rooftop on one of the buildings in Johannesburg, the Rand Club, and Dulux UK said this is the best dog they've ever worked
really?
With. Oh, so it's so special.
So I hope, Mummy, that you get him something special.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah,
for all his hard work.
Yeah,
but then you've now moved into working with them as therapy dogs.
Yes, I met a girl at dog training who was a psychiatric social worker, and she started using her dogs for therapy. We'd take the dogs to group therapy sessions.
Okay.
And the dogs were such a hit because then I started taking mine as well, and they were the celebrity dogs.
Mm.
And it would motivate people to come to group therapy because the dogs were going to be there. And then it would take the focus off their problems and they'd just feel better. And we did that for a couple of years at various hospitals. And unfortunately not doing it anymore, but we're more than happy to go to hospitals and do that sort of work again.
Okay, because what you said there is actually fascinating, is so many people are attracted to dogs. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, and they just feel so good when they see the dogs. And
yes.
They've met these special dogs and they're going to tell everybody about it, and it just changes their whole focus.
No, it does. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't feel that, sadly.
Yes,
I've met a lot of people who would, but,
they're not as many.
There's not as many, luckily. I mean, if there was someone with a little baby and someone with a dog or a puppy,
go to the dog.
I'd go to the dog and the puppy. That's just me.
Me too, yeah.
But, I mean, there's lots of reasons for that, hey, Sue? I mean, they're supposed to reduce stress.
Yeah, and blood pressure.
Blood pressure,
and
slow down your heart rate.
Yeah, and increase the release of hormones, the feel-good hormones, the endorphins. So, and just lowers anxiety. Just the fact of touching the dog makes you feel good.
Yes.
And I've seen it especially with the aged. Oh, they're just so happy to see the dogs there.
Sure.
When the dogs do tricks, because they do a lot of tricks and the trick goes wrong, they laugh and that makes them feel good.
I know, and especially I always feel sorry for elderly people in old age homes because if they're animal lovers, they don't get to be around animals that much.
And that is my main focus now, is to go to aged homes and institutions for the mentally and physically challenged. And just make a difference in their lives. I do a whole show with the dogs. It's not just taking them there. They do tricks. I tell them all about the breed. I show them what I do with the dog hair.
Yes.
That I now recycle.
Now, obviously, our listeners can't see, but Joy is showing us this wonderful beanie that she's made out of dog hair.
Yes, I spin it on a spinning wheel.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's... It's a lot of hard
very
work.
Warm,
so don't ask
I'm
me to just. No, it's very
because
warm.
Because do they shed a lot?
No, they don't shed the breed, but just the brushing that I'm doing every day.
Yes.
It's a big mission. And then to actually prepare the hair and to spin it on the spinning wheel and then turn it into a garment is
goodness
such
me,
a lot of
work. I actually
work.
Want to lean over there and feel it.
It's very nice.
Gosh, that is so soft.
Very warm. I have worn it.
Goodness.
And interesting.
Mind you, with these, you brushing them every day, you could probably end up with a duvet and a couple
of
blankets.
I've made a blanket, which I actually raffled for Cotlands
and
raised a lot of money, and then fortunately was able to buy the blanket back.
No, because you say you work with the mentally handicapped. Mm. What do you see that comes out of these people when they interact with the dogs?
Just happiness. I go to the Hamlet every second week, and they come running to the car. Those that can run.
Yes.
And just can't wait to see the dog. And then they know the dog's tricks. Like they can speak their ages. I can get Jazz to do that too.
Yes.
And they all go up to Jazz. Well, any of the dogs and say, how old are you? Let me do it with Jazz.
Yes. Let's
Jazz
ask
it.
Her.
Jazz, how old are you? So
she's eight.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure. Oh. So you're the one talking in the background all the time.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So people remember these tricks and they they just want to see it again and again and again.
Yes, because I've seen so many programs where people who, you know, perhaps have been born with some kind of condition or whatever, and they take them, you know, to interact with dogs or horses or even dolphins. Mm. And the difference that it makes to these people, they just light up. It's the only way to explain it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I call them the joy dogs because that's their names, the J-O-Y's, Jasmine, Oscar and Yola. And that really is what we spread, is joy.
Is joy.
Yeah. And that was interesting story about how that name came about. I had Oscar and Jasmine at a paint promo, not my other dog who's retired now at home.
Yes.
And Guy said to him, what are their names? I said, Jasmine and Oscar. And he looked at me and he said, OJ, like Simpson.
Oh.
So I went home and I looked at this. I thought, OJ. Oh, but there's still Yogi, my retired dog. And it was J-O-Y.
J-O-Y. It's a joy dog.
It's like prophetic. This has to be.
And I love the whole sort of marketing around it. Mm. I mean, I'm looking at your shirt. Yeah. I saw a picture of your car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. So people see where the joy dogs are.
They really do.
So if you see it, wave and say hi.
Yeah. In fact, now we're getting to be known not just as the Dulux dogs, but as the joy dogs.
As the joy dogs.
Just really.
Now, tell me a little bit about an old English sheepdog. You don't see them that often in South
Africa?
There's
only about 20 or 30. In the country, and most of them are old or shaved, so you don't see them looking as good as this. I had to import my last two, Oscar and Yola.
Yes.
Oscar comes from Belgium and Yola from Hungary. And people were reluctant at first to export a dog to South Africa because, like, who's South Africa?
Mm.
And then because of my website and my Facebook page and the work that I'm doing, it got easier and easier.
Yes, yes. Aww. Because, no, I don't think I've ever, you know, I go for walks and whatever, you don't see them behind gates anywhere.
You absolutely don't. Yeah, and I'm very lucky to have four. You know.
So you've got four at
the moment. Yogi is 14. She's really on her last, but we're just hanging on.
But that's happy. For a big dog. That's a great
excellent
age.
Yeah. It's due to the Yukonuba food she eats.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. No, well, they say food is what is the key to good health. And now, as a breed, I mean, these are big dogs. So care-wise?
They're big, but they're not heavy. They only weigh like 30 kilograms because it's only hair. It's underneath that is a little dog.
So I'm sure if they shaved, they would look a lot
they look
smaller.
Like Airedales. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I exercise them a lot. We go for walks. They go to school once a week.
Are they very active dogs? Because they're working dogs, aren't they?
Yes,
what were they initially
they're
bred
active
for?
In that they run between the gates at home. They were bred to herd the sheep.
Okay. Oh, well, English sheepdogs.
Yes, you
are. Okay. Okay, and grooming, that must take a bit of time.
It's every day. And I've trained my domestic worker to help with the grooming, so she grooms them once a week with me, and it takes us like 3-4 hours.
Good. And bathing? Do you have to bath them often?
They normally look pretty clean. Sometimes I'll just do the white bits. Depends where we're going. You know, they must look good. Yesterday I bathed all three.
Ooh.
The whole dog.
Because they were coming to be the stars of Animal Central.
Yes.
No, because I can imagine that must, if you don't groom, if that hair gets
awful.
Knotted.
Oh.
They could end up looking like pulleys with dreadlocks.
That's it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't have a pool, so there's no chance of them getting wet.
Okay. Oh. And what about where do they originate from? From England obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they not battle with the heat in South Africa with these long coats?
You know, not in Johannesburg. If you go more in Mpumalanga and Durban and that, then it is a bit too hot for them. Okay. I find because they're so well-groomed, the air just gets through the air. And it's not like that thick, dense thing like the German Shepherds and those. Yeah, so they actually manage
it. Yes, very fine.
Yeah.
And as a family pet, are they good with children?
They're wonderful with children, wonderful with other dogs, excellent watchdogs.
Yes.
Very affectionate, all sleep on my bed.
I was going to ask where they sleep.
On the bed, except in summer, maybe in the bathroom, it's too hot.
You must have a big bed.
Yeah, queen size extra legs.
Okay. I remember back in the day when I owned Rottweilers and I used to have 7 of them on the bed with me. There's nothing nicer than actually having a dog on the bed.
It's wonderful. Really?
You sleep so peacefully hearing that snore, that grunt. Or not everybody would understand
that's
that.
That's great.
Only a mad animal.
Yes.
women would understand, which we are, for always will be. I actually made some comment on some post this week. I'm one of these social media people, and I was taken on by this woman who called me a stupid animal activist and all the rest, because I kind of expressed sadness about Diesel, the German Shepherd who was killed in the the terror attacks.
Yes.
And she said to me, I don't care about the people, I care about the animals. And
of course.
And I thought, well, I do care about animals. I was born that way, I always will be that way. And
me too.
I'll always be on their side.
Yeah.
But not everybody understands that, sadly. And now tell me, Sue, do you also go to schools?
Yes, I do. I started off this business 5 years ago together with a teacher friend, and we did responsible pet ownership programs at schools. And
that's good.
It was very successful, and also because of having the dogs there and using them for demonstration, like how to clean the dog's teeth. Jazz, come over here, we'll clean your teeth. If one of them had a little slip up, which wasn't often, like how to pick up the poop with a plastic bag on your hand so that you don't touch it.
Yes.
Yeah, and those presentations went down very well. But unfortunately, we got more to the private schools who could afford the service that we were offering. So I'd like to get out to
absolutely
more privileged.
I mean, don't you think that education, it starts with the kids?
It does.
It definitely does. And if we can teach our children to respect animals,
they'll respect people then.
They would. Absolutely, they would. And little kids, I mean, they do love animals.
Yes,
and no little child. I think they then get taught by parents or whatever which direction they're going to go, whether they're going to be animal defenders or not.
Yeah.
I see that who's this Oscar getting all these treaties here.
Yeah, he wants to also do his age. But now Oscar does little hops. So even though they can't see it, you can see it. Oscar,
okay, I'm going to count as he hops.
Oscar, how old are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It wasn't a very good 6, Oscar.
And Jasmine was helping with the bark in the back. She's very vocal.
Is
it just because she's here, or does she talk all day?
No, when she's here, when she's out, she wants the treats, and it's a thing. You know, it's a girl thing.
Because you say they're not as big, but I mean, they must cost a bit in dog food.
Yes, they do.
And tell me, health-wise,
generally,
are they good health?
Yeah, generally pretty good.
I was going to ask.
But that's about the only thing.
Okay. Because normally big dogs, it's hip dysplasia, it's stomach torsion is always a worry.
Yeah, my 14-year-old had stomach torsion nearly 3 years ago, midnight on the 1st of January, had to rush her to Four Ways. Mm. And 3 years later, she's still here.
She's still there.
Amazing.
I was actually watching a program, Bondi Vet, which I watch religiously, and not because of Dr. Chris Brown, but because of what he does for the animals. And he was showing a Rottweiler that presented with the beginnings of stomach torsion, and what they rather do, because they say if it happens once, it'll happen again.
Well,
so they sew the stomach to the wall of the abdomen so it can't twist.
Yeah.
Because for those who don't know, stomach torsion is when the stomach twists, and it's a horrible, horrible, painful death for a dog.
And you've got, like, within an hour, you've got to get to the vet. I tell you, I drove to Four Ways at 180 km an hour. I've never driven that speed.
Really, to get it there. Because, causes are overeating, eating too fast, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you can't control it.
I know. I remember with my Rotties, I had to keep a careful eye because my one little one actually developed it. But the wonderful vet literally just gave him something and it came out. And luckily, it never happened again because it's a horrible, horrible thing. And in fact, we're wanting to speak about that in our next issue because I don't think people know about stomach torsion.
They don't.
They definitely don't. Yeah. So now, a day in the life. Let's talk about a day in the life of Yolo. It's Jasmine, not Yasmin.
Jasmine, Yola,
and Oscar.
Okay, breakfast time between 4 and 4:30. That's when we all wake up.
That's early.
Yeah, they just wake up. I wake up early. I'm an early riser. So that's breakfast. And then depending what we're doing that day, we're either going to do a show at an aged home or school or visit some institution. So then they've got to be brushed and groomed and made to look good.
Yes.
We're generally home for lunch, a small lunch. My other dog, Yogi, gets 5 small meals a day, so we've got to spoil the others a little bit as well. And then training on a Monday and sometimes on a Thursday, and early to bed because we got up so early.
So they obviously have been through formal training.
Yes, and they're still going. Because, I mean, they've learned to read.
They can read.
I can read.
I can give them a copy of Canine's Oh, no, look at this.
Oh, Jess.
Okay, so what Sue is doing is showing them flashcards with sit written on it, and then she sits. Look at that. And she's now showing one
now
with
Oscar.
Down.
Yeah.
And he lays down.
Yeah. And then Jasmine will even say thank you because she's so vocal. Jasmine.
Oh, so a little card says thank you for the biscuit. That's fantastic.
That's the sort of thing that just makes my show
so
interesting.
And the crowd goes wild. There we go. That's incredible that they can do all of that. And tell me, Sue, do you show them at all? Are you involved in the show ring?
No, I just did one show with Yola, more for the breeder.
Yes.
You know, to show. But I'm not interested in the shows.
Okay.
I really don't enjoy it.
Yes. And I mean, you don't breed with them?
Oscar's sperm is not okay.
Oh.
After importing the dog,
yes.
And the sperm is not viable.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well,
but it's okay.
Probably a good thing. I don't know how people breed and then having to give away those puppies. You never know where they're going.
Right.
And I was going to ask you now, old English sheepdogs, I mean, people always look for new breeds you know, how many in the country as we spoke about. Now we're going to do an article on them in the February issue of Canine Zone. Do they have a big social media fan base or anything like that, their own Facebook page?
The dogs have got their own Facebook page,
yes.
The Joy Dogs. I'm also on the Facebook page of Old English Sheepdogs of Facebook with like 15,000 members.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's very popular overseas.
So if people want to know more or keep in touch with them, they can visit the Joy Dogs on Facebook and hear what they're getting up to.
Yes,
she wants more treats, Mummy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask something then.
Oh, do they have to work for the treats?
Yeah, generally.
Okay.
Yeah. Oscar, speak. There we go. He does his little hops.
Oh, he does a woof. Okay. So what is their favorite treat? What would make them the most happy?
I think Dravos and Viennas and chicken.
Yes.
I'm vegetarian, so they only get that as treats like when we go out.
Because our next, when we get our next guests and we're going to be talking about Christmas gifts, because a lot of people buy Christmas gifts for their dogs. Do you do that?
Not really for Christmas, but
yes.
I just like, it's Yola's birthday on Friday.
Yes.
We're going to a restaurant, outdoor restaurant, so a special treat, for her birthday.
So tell me, are there a lot of places in Johannesburg that will allow you to go in? Because I know Cape Town is a lot freer.
It is.
You can
in
see
Pretoria.
Dogs in all the restaurants and, you know, walking down the beachfront. There's even bowls of water left out for them. You say Pretoria as well?
It's apparently better. I've sort of cultivated restaurants in the south of Joburg where I live. I am able to take the dogs, but it's not everywhere.
No, because do they wear a therapy dog vest or anything like that?
You know what? It spoils their hairstyle. So we don't generally wear the vest.
It's not a fashion statement. No. But generally speaking, do people, would they ask you to leave or do they understand? Does it depend on the owner?
I always ask first. You know, can I bring my dog here? You know, I wouldn't just pitch up with a dog.
Yes. So now when you're going to take who? Is it
Yola's
birthday? Yola's birthday? Where are you going to take her to a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a new restaurant in the south of Joburg that's vegetarian and vegan.
And allows dogs?
Yes, and they said, yes, I can bring her for
her
birthday.
Need to name them.
Yeah, it's the Vine Garden Cafe in Mulbarton.
Fantastic. So then what, does Yola get her own seat?
Yes,
her own plate
and she'll
of
wear
food.
A little thing saying she's three.
That's incredible. I love so. Hello, I'm getting a beautiful big head on my lap here. I was so excited to see them when I arrived here this morning, and I got such big kissy licks. When I get home, my dog's never impressed. It's kind of like who you've been cheating on. And now you're showing me a book, Life with Oscar. Tell us
about
that.
It's a children's book that I've written, all about Oscar and what he did, the bad thing. So there's a copy for you.
Oh, fantastic.
I generally hand out either at the school or the aged facility.
So this is all his adventures, where he came from. He was born in Belgium. And the beautiful photos. Oscar's dog tips, the best way to greet a dog. This is so important. I don't think schools do it enough.
They don't.
They
and that's
really
why, you know, once you get out there. and do it more.
Yes.
But then I also really want to get out to aged homes. If anybody out there could please sponsor me for a visit to in one of the aged homes, I'd really appreciate it. I have a particular one in mind, which is Carrow House.
Yes.
For nurses. And they're in Northcliffe, and they're just begging me to bring the dogs, and I can't do everything for nothing. So
no.
I'd love for someone to sponsor me to go there.
It costs.
It costs. Transport and grooming, you know, those are my main costs.
Yes, no, absolutely. No. And petrol's not cheap these days.
No, it's not.
No, for sure. So, Sue, tell us, how can people get hold of you if they want to book you for an event? Do you do parties? Do you do anything like that?
I do anything. I do parties as long as the kids are controlled. They're not too young and screaming, and then the dogs get scared with the noise. Easiest is to email me, sue@joydogs.co.za. You can go onto my website, which is www.joydogs.co.za, and it's all there.
And then obviously the Joy Dogs Facebook page as well.
Yes, Joy Dogs Facebook.
Sue, that is great. And also, as I said, in the February issue, we're going to do the full story of these wonderful, gorgeous Joy Dogs. So look out for that. We'll obviously have your contact details in that as well. Sue, thank you so very much for coming in today and for bringing them. I hope they've enjoyed their time here. We've had a few celebrity dogs in the studio. Well, we make them celebrities.
Yes, you do.
I think our most famous dog was a pit bull that came in. We had a Christmas tree up here in the corner. It was last year around this time. And the next thing, you know, the studio sealed.
Yep.
The smell. And this doggy had gone and left a gift right underneath Uncle Gareth Cliff's Christmas tree.
Oh, goodness.
So you can imagine the panic. Air freshener. It was probably one of the worst we've ever smelled.
Oh, man.
But Sue, thank you so much again for coming in. It was so great to meet these three beautiful, beautiful dogs. We're going to take a quick break. We're actually going to listen to Snoop Dogg to tie in with the whole doggy theme. And we're going to be back to talk about Christmas gifts for your dog.
Animal Central on cliffcentral.com.
Christmas is on the way, and so is the happiest family event of the year, the Parkview Charity Christmas Market at the George Hay Park in Parkview from the 27th to the 29th of November. The Christmas Market is a weekend of fun, unique arts and crafts, brilliant gift ideas, kids' fun galore, big screen sports, a beer tent, and a champagne and oyster bar with continual live music. Parkview Christmas Market for a great time with all proceeds going to charity.
This is CliffCentral.com. Animal Central on CliffCentral.com.
And we're back after that break. I absolutely love Snoop Dogg, not only because his name is Snoop Dogg, but just because he makes such good music. Believe it or not, middle-aged white woman crazy about Snoop Dogg. Anyway, we're back and we're going to talk about all things Christmas now. As my guests in the studio, I've got Andrew Fremantle and Sunil Depeer, and they are from ePet Store. Thanks for coming in today, guys. I was a little earlier saying about the donation that we made to Pug Rescue yesterday, and that, of course, came from eKanuba and ePet Store, and we've got this wonderful little arrangement between us which really helps us to give back, which is what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, I think that a lot of the pet food companies do step up to the plate and help the dogs that are sitting in shelters. Now, before we speak to Andrew and Sunil, I just want to let you know, it would be great to get your input. So if you want to speak to us, you can call us on 0861-555-189. You can find us on Twitter at cliffcentral.com, Facebook, Cliff Central, and then our WeChat ID, of course, is just simply Cliff Central. You can also send us a message on WeChat. You just simply tap connect and then MSG2Show. And I'd love to hear from you about the topic we're now going to discuss. We're going to discuss Christmas gifts for your pets. Now, I did some research and I found out, okay, this research was based in the UK, but a lot of it, you know, a lot of that research does apply to South Africa as well. And in the UK, they found that 75% of pet owners buy gifts for their pets. whether it's a dog or a cat or a dove or whatever they keep in their house. A bearded dragon even gets little necklaces, that sort of thing. And 66% of them, this is what I found really interesting, spend more money on their pets for gifts than they do on their partner. The average spend in pounds to rand, obviously, was 300 rand, especially over the Christmas season. And in some cases, the dog actually had more gifts under the tree than the partner. About a year ago, just before Christmas, I put something out on our Canine Zone Facebook wall, and I said, do you buy your dog or cat a Christmas gift? And everybody, we got about 8,000 people on our site, and they all said, yes, they do. So this is why I wanted Sandell and Andrew in here today, because you guys run ePet Store. Tell us a bit about that, Sunil. What is ePet Store?
Okay, thank you for asking us to join you today. And it's a very interesting topic. Every day we hear about these things. And ePet Store is a relatively new online store. We sell premium brands of pet food and pet accessories and other very cool stuff.
Yes.
And we are in partnership with the vets in South Africa. And we deliver to your door. And obviously with online, it's easy to find what you're looking for and to have it delivered when you need it.
When you need it.
Yes, especially with dog food. Sometimes the bag is a quarter empty and it's late at night and you just got home and I need to quickly order the bag and I don't have time to go pick it up. So we felt there was a need for that, especially in South Africa. And
absolutely.
So we started ePet Store. Yes.
Absolutely. So it's a simple matter of literally going online. You would choose what you want. How long is the delivery take? So if I order today, when would I get it?
Okay, it depends on where you live. It won't take any longer than 5 days. So it depends on where you live. We only deliver Mondays to Fridays. We are in the process of getting that Saturday delivery offer, which a lot of people have asked for. And at the moment, our courier companies are meeting, they're definitely meeting our expectations by delivering quicker than we think.
Okay, because it comes to you from a courier.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I've had delivered from you and it's very professionally done. It's in this gorgeous bag and it's, I can't remember now, it doesn't say something, this is your special delivery from ePet or something like that.
Yeah.
Very, very special.
Yeah. We do try and put that extra touch in because we feel we value our clients, obviously, you know, and we want to make them realize that we are as much invested in that process of giving gifts and buying things for their pets as they are, as the person who spends time looking for those. So to your point, people are much more invested in their pets because their pets are much more their family now.
Absolutely.
And your family shares the good times and the bad times and they celebrate special occasions with you.
Right.
And that's why, you know, they're so much more valued and we spend so much more time and effort on them.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, I see now we're not being called owners.
No.
We're calling pet parents.
Yes.
These are pet parents. And I think that's incredible because they should be part of the family.
Absolutely.
I mean, have you seen that? Have you seen the pet parenting movement grow?
Absolutely. ePet Store is run by a company called Cube Root, and Cube Root is a distributor of Yukonuba and IAMS dog food.
Yes.
And as a part of the customer care team, in the last couple of years, we speak to people every single day, and we have long conversations, and that affectionate connection they have with their pets is evident. It's there, and people don't do that for things that they don't care about. So they definitely do
and
that.
And people love talking about their pets. I know I get loads of phone calls and I love it, but sometimes you could sit there and wait, you know, an hour goes by and you've spoken about somebody's Jack Russell. But it's so sweet to see how much they just adore this.
It's endearing.
And it's such a relationship, a give-give relationship.
And the pet loves you unconditionally.
Totally.
He'll always wag his tail when you're home and your cat knows when he has to come and give you a cuddle.
It's not just the dogs, it's the cats too.
Yes.
They do give you a lot. As I say, whether maybe it's a bearded dragon or a budgerigar, you know, they do give you a lot of joy. But now, I was having a look and I see we were talking about Christmas gifts for dogs. Yes. And I see you've got these awesome, the perfect gift, P-U-R-R, perfect gift for your pet. Perfection. I love that. So these hampers are specifically for Christmas gifts.
Yes. Yeah, so what we did is we went and looked at the best gift ideas. We've done all the hard work for everybody and we've actually put them all together in little kits.
Yes.
So what we did with our cats is we've made a hamper for our Sassy Cat, which is our girl cat, and our Dapper Cat, which is our male cat. So anybody who has ever owned a cat knows exactly what I'm talking about. And we've put all those gifts in. So it's a treat. There's a toy in. We've also given you a customized accessory, trend-setting accessory pack.
Yes.
And then what we did is we beautifully wrapped it. So it looks like a gift. You can put it under the tree.
Yes.
There's a little card, everything. And we've done all the hard work. And it's just two clicks away. And then you've got something special. And you can even give it to a friend.
So somebody who's got a dog or a cat, you can give it to them. I'd love to hear from our listeners if you give your dogs Christmas gifts. So remember to phone us 0861 555 189 and let us know what you've got planned for Christmas. So Andrew, ePet Store, when was it launched?
We've pretty much been in process for about a year and a half, 2 years. We've had our own kind of complications where we were getting everything up to our kind of standard that we were looking for. As anybody who owns an e-commerce site will understand, you know, it's not just a simple process of just kind of, you just set up a website and off you go.
Yes.
There's a number of complications that kind of go along with that. Obviously, all of the partnering as well, which comes in with all of the other suppliers and obviously the couriers as well.
Right.
From the back end, of course, I mean, that's a major, major issue because, you know, you've got a hell of a lot of products that you've got to kind of get together. You've got to make sure that everything is put together and sent out correctly. You know, you want to avoid as many mistakes as possible.
Yes.
You want to give the user experience, you know, you want to ensure that everybody's completely satisfied and happy. And of course, want to return to your store. You know, there's nothing worse than you going to a retail store. You know, the sales clerk or whatever doesn't want to come and say hello to you or greet you or doesn't want to assist you. And, you know, you've got to come. It is. It is. So it's really all about service delivery. You know, the other thing is online shoppers are online shoppers. You know, they're not the guys that are going to go and kind of walk into your retail outlet and they're going to go and look for that. They're smart. They're savvy.
Yes.
They know exactly what they're looking for. And, you know, time is a massive issue for them. Mm. You know, one of the biggest things that we've got is all of our service delivery within Gauteng area. You know, we can do within a 24-hour you know, turnaround.
Sure, that's quick.
Which is massive. You know, it's also, you know, gone are the days where you have to go and kind of wait and wait and wait and you sit around waiting for your delivery. We're also part of an instant gratification kind of market. You know, everybody wants everything right now.
Right.
We've identified that there was a segment within the e-commerce market and especially for pet food, pet delivery and obviously pet accessories as well. And that's where we're kind of leading the forefront on it. You know, we're making sure that everything that you get, the service that you get, is as top quality as any of the other major online retailers.
Right. Absolutely. And the range, does it go from accessories, collars, leads through to food, toys?
It's a full range and massive brands as well. Absolutely. We carry all of the top brands and again, you know, it's everything that we ourselves would use for our own pets. So there's nothing that we have in our store that we ourselves wouldn't promote or endorse.
Right.
So in terms of it, we've got absolutely. We've got Royal Canin, we've got Iams, Eukanuba, cat and dog food. We've got everything from Verbeck, you know, tick and flea products.
Yes.
We've got bowls, collars, leads, harnesses, I mean, quite literally everything.
Everything
toys,
that you could need.
You name it, we've got it. You know, one of the best things about it is we're not just a static site. You know, if there's something that you yourself are looking for, we, you know, approach us. Let us know what you're looking for and we will source it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of everything within reason, you know.
Yes.
We will go over and above to go and get you what you're looking for. And I think that's where we kind of stand out above the rest.
Is that you will actually assist to get that product in. And tell me, what about the veterinary brands? Are you allowed to sell that or is that still only through the vets?
No, we are allowed to sell it. We are in partnership with the vet practices itself. So it's not just that we're an e-commerce site just kind of on our own. We have the buy-in of the vets as well, which is terrific. Ideally, you know, with the veterinary brands, with the vet-specific brands, obviously where you've got a particular issue, we prefer that you go and you get a script from your vet.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's no good us. Yeah, you can go and you can buy the food, but if you don't know what you're buying for or what the condition
is,
it doesn't kind of make sense, you know, going and getting that. So we always ask for you know, go to the vet first, get your recommendation. From there, we can absolutely supply you. And
that's fantastic there. Because I know for me, my vet is quite a way away from my home. And it's always a bit of a schlep having to drive all the way to Radio Corp and go and get your dog food. It would be so much easier. And then sometimes they don't have stock, so they've got to order from the supplier.
Now, Sharon, the nice thing with ePet Store is we are the virtual shop for Radio Corp. So if you
have... for Radio Corp?
Yes,
clinic.
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
The relationship we have with them is that they will... should you go in there and there's not a product, they will you can source it from us. There's a special code that Radio Corp has. If you put that code, you link that code to your profile on the website, they benefit from that relationship and they support you with the products that they may not necessarily have.
Now you are telling me I need to speak to my vet to say you need to make this more
and we have a very special relationship with Radio Corp. They support us in a big way, and there is other ways that we always try and phone the users and see who their vets are and who are those vets that they would like to support on ePet Store. It's a wonderful relationship, and we are very proud to support them in that way by offering that virtual shop for their clients.
Absolutely, because I know they've got the ePet branding and the pamphlets and everything when I've been in there.
Yes,
but there was a specific brand that I was looking for and they didn't have in stock, and they would have had to order. I did not know that.
So, Dr.
Colin, you need to tell your clients the best vets in the world, in
my
opinion.
They're fantastic. Give them also a plug there.
They've saved so many of my animals.
They're
they really have.
They're lovely.
But that is great news because, you know, so many people are using the veterinary products.
And they want to support. I mean, you're loyal to your vet because of that relationship that you build through your
pets.
And that's why we want to, we are the virtual shop for them. And stores as well, the veterinary clinics and the stores, but definitely. Yeah.
Okay. The biggest kind of plus that comes out of it is the fact that you know, it's a 24-hour store, so it's not a case of that you're, you know, down to selected hours, you know, between let's say 8 and 7 or whatever the case is. You know, you've always got to be very mindful of that, because you know what, if you're running out of food at a particular time, you know, you've left to the last second. We've all had very busy, hectic lifestyles.
Usually do that.
Yeah, you go on, you place the order and off you go. You know, so that's a wonderful thing. You know, you can shop on the weekends as well. Again, you know, shopping hours are completely irrelevant.
Yes.
You know, the other thing that kind of comes in with that is if you're ever looking for a recommendation, we've got an online chat as well. So our customer care team are fantastic that way. I mean, they'll be able to give you any recommendations that you kind of need, any assistance that you need in terms of help. If you're choosing a diet, if you're choosing a lead, if you're choosing sizes.
So it's also a help desk where people can phone in and get advice on
100%,
diet or what's the best toy to give my dog, puppy care.
No question.
That's incredible. Yeah. That is incredible. I think that is so, so necessary. So now tell me, have you already been getting orders for Christmas hampers? Do you see this as something that's really going to take off this year?
Well, we were very excited to try it this year to see what response we're getting from it. It's already on the website. It's been on for a couple of weeks just because a lot of people do their Christmas shopping early.
Yes,
We have had some sales. So we're very excited.
Okay, and then I also see in what we've got in this December issue of Canine Zone, the 12 days of Christmas. What is that? And then I see you've also got Black Friday, which is this Friday.
It's Friday, 27th.
Okay, what is that? I always wondered what Black Friday was.
So it's very similar to what you find overseas on Black Friday, so the day after Thanksgiving. A lot of the big chain shops in America have huge discounts, and you would only know about the discounts on that day. So a lot of people camp out and sleep out in front of the shops to get those discounts.
We're not expecting you to do that.
No. Because we don't normally do that in South Africa, do we?
I do find in the last couple of years it's becoming more trendy. I see a lot more emails in my inbox.
Yes, I saw Dis-Chem sent out one yesterday for Black Friday.
Absolutely. Mm. So we thought we would get on the bandwagon, and we've actually put a gift. We've put a collection of products on the site on massive discounts, up to 50%.
I see that.
Yes. We will. The best way to find out about these promotions is to actually subscribe to our newsletter, because that's where we let you know first. Okay. As a loyal subscriber to our newsletter, you will know first about these things. And we're quite excited. It'll start at 7 o'clock on Friday morning. And as soon as you go to the site under the specials, there you'll see all the
collection. I'm going to be there. I'm in the need for some new dog beds. That's what my dogs are getting this year for Christmas, dog beds. And then the 12 days of Christmas is also the discounted prices for 12 days.
Well, we're going to do 12 days of Christmas. So starting on the 1st of December, we will have something going on every day in the 12 days of Christmas, something exciting, whether it be a discount day, a percentage discount day, a free gift day, a prize day, buy two, get something free day. So every day is going to be something. We will be advertising the next day special on our newsletter. So if you join our newsletter, you'll get to know which
That's fantastic. And of course, as we said earlier, you know, you're getting quality products, excellent service. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you're supporting a company who gives back.
Absolutely.
Who gives back to shelters, which to me deserves a salute.
Talking about that, Sharon, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I specifically want to mention something about the second day of Christmas. So the second day of Christmas is the 2nd of December. And what we would like to call on all pet loving, we would like to call on the pet loving community to support us on that day, because what we will be doing is ePet Store pledges that for every rand we sell, every rand that is spent on the website on that day, we will match in rand value to a pet food donation to the Animal Anti-Cruelty League, Kitty and Puppy Haven.
Yes,
and then also the SPCAs. So that's a big day for us, because that's our social, that's the day we'd like to give back. And we'd like to urge anybody that can support us on that day, because we will do that.
I know, definitely. Mm. And then just three questions. We always run out of time so quickly on this show. Payment, credit card, PayPal, how do you accept payment?
We offer the following payment options. So you can pay us by credit card or debit card on PayFast.
Okay,
Yes, you can do an instant EFT, which is a connection to your internet banking. You can also do something that we call a bank transfer, where if you do not feel comfortable putting your details on the internet, you actually do an electronic transfer to us. You send us the proof, and then we action your order.
Yes, I always do that. I just feel safer. You do an EFT and then send proof of payment. And delivery countrywide?
We deliver to the whole country. So
whether you live in Porfader or... Okay, you'll get it.
Yeah. In fact, I love getting those orders, because most of those people who live in those areas don't expect you to deliver there.
Yes.
And it's really gratifying when you get it done and they phone you and they say, I can't believe you guys found us in a plot somewhere where they have to give you GPS coordinates.
Yes.
So it's
and
awesome.
They don't have all these wonderful products there always. So it's so convenient for them.
Yeah.
It really is. So how can people get hold of you? Where can they go and have a look at all the products on your website?
So our website is very easy. It's epetstore.co.za. You can find us on Facebook as epetstore.sa. And then on Twitter, we are epetstore_za. And then obviously we have a toll-free number if anybody feels like talking to us. That's 0800-00-4267. And then, as Andrew has mentioned before, there's a live chat on our site. The ladies are eager to chat to you. So if you on the site, if you have any questions, you click on the live chat and we'll immediately answer you.
That is fantastic. Now, that is something great for you to look forward to. All these discounts for Black Friday, 12 days of Christmas. Get shopping. Your precious fur babies deserve really nice Christmas gifts this year. Thank you so much for coming today, guys. It really has been a pleasure, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with you.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to be continuing working together to give back to the shelters.
Absolutely.
Now, we've nearly run out of time again. I want to play out today with a comedy clip just to let us all laugh. I know it's the middle of the week. Friday's just around the corner. Everybody's tired. They're waiting for holidays. So I thought we could have a little giggle about dogs barking. So here's a clip from Brian Reagan. I won't be back next week. It's Ainsley Hayes' turn. I'll be back the following week with some more amazing, interesting guests. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Canine Zone. And as I usually say, go and give all your pets a big hug from me. Mm. Bye for now.
I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com. Animal Central on CliffCentral.com.
Why would a dog bark at 3 o'clock in the morning in your neighborhood? What is that all about? I'm not talking about when there's two dogs doing, you know, whatever they do. Sometimes you got two going at it, you know. Hey! Do you remember when we were chasing that cat? Yeah. You got him mixed up with a stick. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That was fun. Yeah.
I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about when there's one dog, you know, doing a monologue like at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are they doing? I think they just go out on the porch at that hour and just go, hey, it's nice and quiet. Why don't I bark it up for no reason whatsoever? And then right when you think they're done, hum, 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 the hell's the matter with you?
I'm a dog. Barking.
How do you argue with them? Wouldn't it be weird if people were like that for no reason? Like if some guy went out on his porch at 3 in the morning, nobody knows him. It's like new to the neighborhood, just goes out there, you know, hey! Hey, you all right, man? Hey, hey, hey! Well, hey, that's it for me. Thank you all very much.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. This is CliffCentral.com.